One of the most in-trend practices of modern cinema is the re-releasing of major motion pictures in the three-dimensional process. Of the films that have most benefited from this trend, I would have to consider the current re-release of Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park as probably the best I've seen, surpassing the 3D transfers of any of the Pixar animation films or Titanic. The 1993 film's Oscar-winning visual effects remain state-of-the-art even in 2013, and to see the animatronic dinosaurs brought even more vividly to life in this process makes for an entirely new and even more visually effective experience for the viewer, something I personally loved, considering how often I've seen the film re-aired on television over the years. With the exception of some dated-looking vehicles and computers, the film itself remains quite fresh due to its story and performances. Michael Crichton's tale of a man-made preserve of dinosaurs bred from fossilized DNA who break free of containment and the group of human scientists stranded on the preserve still generates quality suspense and entertainment for its viewers. Everything from the rippling cups to the T-Rex roars to the raptor chase sequences, though by now familiar to many viewers, are still masterfully executed and now made all the more fresh by this modern technology. The characters and their stories are also made believable and likable due to the sincerity of the actors. Sam Neill is convincing as the paleontologist who fights through the park with the grandchildren of the park's billionaire visionary, played by Sir Richard Attenborough. Upon this latest viewing, I still find the best performance of still my favorite character to be that of Jeff Goldblum as the mathematician Dr. Ian Malcolm, whose voice of reason periodically gives the spectacle and horror of the rest of the film a needed sense of balance. Upon its original release 20 years ago, the public saw this film as a groundbreaking piece of cinematic storytelling by one of the medium's true geniuses. They may find it to be even more so when they go to see it in a process which the filmmaker himself says does even more justice to his original vision today. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.